I said no noise with the instruments, but you can clap it up on cue. Welcome, folks. Welcome to Sarcastic News. We made it. Actually, the whole show, if you guys don't know, we just play that song on loop the whole time. That's how the show goes here on Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. We're coming at you, well, a little bit past due. That's on me. We've had but it's worth it because we had a hell of a band in studio tonight. Very happy to have the vibes and just vibes. Woo! Just vibes right here. Woo! In studio, joining me, because I am by myself here. No crack squad members in-house. And if you don't know, we come at you every Wednesday night from 8 to 9 here at the Skid Row Studios, right here in the heart of L.A.'s Trash Can Fire District. And that's right, guys. Feel free to laugh. We have a fun show for you, though, tonight. Joining me, like I said, right here in the rat cage, we've got vibes. And hopefully, I think calling in, maybe joining us, I'm not sure, but he is the LA Times. He's an LA Times music editor and critic. August Brown will be joining us, a return guest to Sarcastic News Live. And these guys, vibes. Let me just, because I know Trevor and I know Ryan Bratton over here. So we got Trevor George, Ryan Bratton, and then, I'm sorry, and you're Miguel.
Mikkel.
Yep. Way to make that difficult. And then, who?
Taylor.
Taylor Swift is in the house, guys. Taylor Swift is in the house. That's right. And we will be joined in just a little while on the Jack in the Box Hot Mess phone line by our very own Kate Quigley. It's not a real phone line. Jake the Snake Craney will also be calling in. Snake always, he's a fixture here. Comedians Rob Weissman, Foxy Sellers, also going to be going head-to-head in our trivia game called Wait, I Have No Fucking Idea. But we got a lot to tell you about tonight, guys. And we started off, as we usually do, with our first segment of the evening called The Sarcastic News Rundown. Mindy, there it is. Straight out of the 80s, guys. This straight... See, I don't know if that's like news, like sound effects, or if that, like, I picture Hasselhoff just like running with his boob shaking back and forth. We begin tonight, though, with the sports / economic / why the hell is this man doing this deal? CEO of Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett, announced this past week that he will be giving away $1 billion if someone fills out their NCAA bracket correctly. Buffett decided to do this after realizing the odds of getting a perfect NCAA bracket are 9 quintillion to 1. 9 quintillion. I didn't even know that was a real number. I heard the story, folks. I was like, what? 9 quintillion? I thought it was just a word when you're at a bar with your friends and someone goes, hey, if you had $9 quintillion, what would you do with it? You know, like, I didn't know it was a real number. It doesn't seem like a real word. You know, it's like a word that you use if you have like one of those really rich friends. And instead of like estimating how much money he actually has, you just be like, hey, you know, Dave, that guy who goes to Vegas and orders bottle service all the time. He's got like $9 quintillion, you know, doesn't sound like a real number. But speaking of economic disparity, guys, the charity Oxfam published a study this past week showing that the wealth of the richest 85 people in the whole world is equivalent to that of the bottom half of the global population. Even more staggering, following the economic crisis in 2008, 95% of the wealth accumulated post-crisis went to the rich elite. Now, I'll leave it up to the audience to decide whether we should curb our economic policies, such as raise the minimum wage, which many top economists believe we should be doing in order to lower unemployment rate to address that issue. But I will put this out there. The great NFL wide receiver Randy Moss once said, rich people don't write checks. Rich people pay in straight cash, homie. First of all, I'm white. Second of all, Mr. Moss, poor people don't write checks either. Mainly because they don't have checking accounts. But just letting you know, shifting to a lighter subject, though, with the shooting in, there was a shooting this past week, like 7 of them, in a Philadelphia middle school. Also at Purdue University. And there was also noise about one in Oklahoma, University of Oklahoma today. We're talking about at least 5 school shootings so far this year. Now, some may find this alarming. The NRA, though, is using this number to encourage gun use. They're actually trying to encourage gun use at a young age. According to an NRA spokesman, quote, "It just goes to show the world that we live in. Every man, woman, and now child should be armed and ready. We suggest somewhere in the early stages of infancy." In fact, he went on to say, it's just like the Cat Stevens song that goes in, I apologize. I don't want to show you guys up, but, "Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile." That's why you need a .45 caliber Smith & Wesson pistol. Those are the exact lyrics there. We have a call. Okay, we have a caller coming in. I don't want to get the caller quite yet. I want to make them earn it. So we'll have them call and just, we'll actually get them in just a minute here. I want to get through this though, guys. I spent a lot of time last night at 1 a.m. high writing this. So in California, Governor Jerry Brown declared a drought emergency. Brown has gone on record saying this could be the driest California has been in 100 years of record keeping. He went on to say during a press conference this past Monday that the state is so dry that it's giving Betty White's vagina a run for her money. Adding, quote, "Booyah, I got you good, Betty White. Suck it." I don't know if he really said that, though. This past Monday was Dr. Martin Luther King Day. While some paid their respects, others decided to use it as a day to catch up on chores, hang out with friends, go shopping. Now, in a related story, those people are racist. Okay, I like that. This year will mark the 56th annual Grammy Awards. You guys are all musicians, you know that. 56 years. The Grammy Award itself is 56 years old, only a few more years until it is old enough to be an actual Grammy. The thinker. One of the biggest surprises of the year in the Grammys, though, is that Kanye West was snubbed for Album of the Year. His album, Yeezus, did not get nominated for in that category. But don't worry, folks. Taylor Swift's album, Red, did. So Kanye might have a chance to get on stage and accept the Album of the Year award after all. There we go. That's Sarcastic News Rundown. We do have a caller. Is that right, Mindy? All right, let's bring him in. Let's pipe him through. You're on Sarcastic News Live. You're talking to the man, the legend, Justin Cross. Who am I talking to right now?
We are talking to Corey Hill from Corey San Hill. Francisco. How Corey are you, Hill. Sir?
The man, the legend, Corey Hill. He's a frequent caller. Loves the show. Sarcastic News Crack Squad member. Corey, now we haven't gotten our second segment, but I want you to give, it's called What's Up in Your Neighborhood, What's Happening in Your Neighborhood. I don't know the name of the segment. It's something in your neighborhood. Do you have anything going on in San Francisco right now? Any crazy stories happening? Any local stuff to tell us about up there?
I'm going to go with a bit of a stretch and call my neighborhood my hometown of St. Augustine, Florida, if that's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm familiar with that area. What's going on in St. Augustine?
So the paper of record in St. Augustine, the St. Augustine Record, has put out a call for the readers to come in and help them fix their typos.
Really?
And they will give a dinner to the person who finds the most.
Wow.
The editor said, "I hear from some readers that part of the entertainment value of the record is counting the number of errors." So
they're crowdsourcing their editorial staff. Is that what they're doing? They're basically, has this been done before to your knowledge, or is this is St. Augustine?
Not to my knowledge, but I can't say that I'm surprised that an idea like this had its origins in St. Augustine.
Well, it is the oldest city. I mean, it sounds like, a lot of old people tend to be bored. They got nothing better to do except correct grammar. Do you think that's what this is all about? Old people.
Yes. I would imagine those would be the primary folks who are going to show up for a gift certificate for two for the Sizzler.
Sizzler is huge in St. Augustine, guys. Corey, I wish we had more time. We don't. But thank you very much for calling in, and we look forward. Feel free to call back later in the show if you're listening and you feel like we're stuck here and we need help. Feel free to give us a call.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Corey Hill, calling from San Francisco. Thank you, sir. Guys, we're about to go to break here. First break. Looking forward to hearing vibes. Now, before we get going, I know you guys are about to set. You guys ready to go, or
Yeah.
Because okay. I can stall. You can tell it's
no, we're ready.
What we've been doing. Yeah, we can do that. Okay, so we're going to bring on vibes here, guys. You guys are out of right out of Los Angeles, right?
We're from different places. I'm from Hong Kong.
You're from Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Where are you guys from?
I'm from Seattle.
True. Seattle?
I'm from Iowa.
Iowa? Holy crap.
I'm from Colorado. Yeah,
wow.
Iowa. We got one Iowa fan.
Yeah. Well, Mindy's, yeah, you're from Des Moines, is that right? Or?
Sioux City.
Sioux City.
You know?
Oh.
Better than Nebraska.
Smells bad.
No. That's Iowa's motto, better than Nebraska.
Yeah.
It should be.
That's great. With that, here is the first song from Vibes. This is called, what's this called, guys?
It's called Gospel.
Gospel?
Yep.
Here it is, Gospel, Vibes.
Father, oh Father, relieve me of my guilt. I have squandered the miracle off my mother's milk. I was such an overly sentimental little shit that my mother now walks around with long, saggy tits. Back when I was a baby, I was quiet as a cat. People would point and say, what the hell is that? My mother loved me madly till she finally got bored. Boredom drove her crazy and she drooled all over the floor. Then my daddy grew desperate and dialed 911. He believed that his wife had been brainwashed by his son. The operator told him to go get therapy. So my dad started to cry and said, oh my God, you're so mean. Up little children and throws them super high, and by the time they've landed back onto the ground, they're giant heavy monkeys who make annoying sounds. Within my later childhood, I was sitting on a tree reading a book that I stole from the library, when a giant heavy monkey fell out of the sky. It hit the ground and then growled and then it died.
Wow. Long Saggy Tits is the name of that song. I don't know what that... No, what was it called?
It was Gospel? Called Gospel.
Gospel, okay. I'm going to rename that for you guys, called Long Saggy Tits, okay? All right.
I like it.
On the vocals there, that was Mikkel McTahone. We've also got Ryan Bratton, Trevor George, and my man Taylor Owen Swift over there. one. What is that you're playing, Taylor? A cajon, an Al Cajon there. Sorry, this is terrible. I'm just going with like witty types of names, I guess. Guys, that was great. I can't wait. We got more songs coming up from the Vibes. You can catch them Is it Facebook.com/TheVibes, right?
And at Facebook.com.
Facebook.com. And it's at The Vibes Music on Twitter. Now, joining us, our next segment, before we get to the caller, let's go ahead and let's cue the music. This is the theme music for What's Happening in Your Neighborhood. It's creepy, guys. Fucking creepy. Actually, I think that's an Arcade Fire, like, song, isn't it? Is there,
yeah.
It's Arcade Fire, The Neighborhood. Okay, I get it now. I get why my... My brother made that. Okay. Guys, we have a very funny comedian. She's calling us, I think, from somewhere in the Midwest. I think Omaha. Kate Quigley, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Comedian Kate Quigley. How are you?
I'm great. I'm fantastic. I'm in corn country.
If I had a nickel for every time I've heard that. What I don't know what that meant. What are you doing in Omaha?
I am going to be at the Omaha Funny Bone this weekend.
Wow.
And I'm going to be working out a lot and doing some writing.
Have you performed in Omaha before?
Not in Omaha, no.
Okay. Well, how are those Midwest crowds for you? I mean, do they laugh more?
Great. Are they, yeah. I think so fun. You know what I mean? Like, they're just like excited to come out and hear comedy, and I'm excited to be here. I'm from the Midwest.
Yeah.
Midwest girl.
Yeah. Well, we've got a guy who he's from Iowa. And yeah, Taylor.
I'm from Ohio. Who's
you're from
Iowa?
You're from Ohio. Taylor, we've got Taylor in studio. He's a musician here with The Vibes. And he said that, their motto, their state motto is, Iowa state motto is, we're better than Nebraska.
That's true.
So,
are you serious? That's hilarious.
I don't know how good Ohio is in comparison there, but do you have any good stories coming out of Omaha or anywhere around the country for what's happening in your neighborhood?
I've got a couple good stories, not out of Omaha, but these are my favorite kind of stories, which are like dumb bad guy stories.
Okay. All right.
So this first one is these three guys in Springfield, Massachusetts, attempted to steal a car. They went to steal a car. They robbed this guy at knife point. It was actually a food delivery truck they're trying to steal. And they robbed this guy at knife point, and then they go to take the car, and then none of them know how to drive a stick shift. So they argue over who's going to drive the car away, and then they all give up and go running down the street and leave the driver and the car. So a total failed attempt.
Which
is why everyone should know how. I think everyone should know how to drive a stick shift. Just in case, you never know when you're going to need to steal a car, you know, for an emergency.
Absolutely, I think when parents teach their kids, just be, you know, hey, this could come in handy if you rob somebody at knife point.
What if you have a pregnant lady with you and you need to commandeer a vehicle? You know what I mean? Like, you got to know how to drive a stick.
Again, if I had a nickel,
But wait! I have one that I think is even better.
You're gonna top your own. You're a topper. You're gonna top your own story there. All right. What do you got for us?
I couldn't choose. So then this next one is from Freeland, Pennsylvania. This is my favorite. This guy is wanted for assault charges, and the police are having trouble finding him. Mm-hmm. So they post it on the police station's Facebook page that they're looking for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy goes on and shares his own, like, wanted post. He shares it from the police station's page to his own Facebook page.
Really?
And then the cops are like, why would someone share that post? That looks exactly like the guy we're looking for. So then they made a fake Facebook page pretending to be some hot chick, and they messaged him to meet up for a drink, and he went, and they busted him.
Who wouldn't go in that situation, though?
My favorite story.
What, like, heterosexual male wouldn't go in that? I mean, if you're dumb enough to post something on Facebook in the first place like that, then, you know, that's like...
Right.
Easy. It's easy for
him. Yeah, he seemed like a good Samaritan trying to help catch a bad guy. But, I mean, the thing is, like, they knew what he looked like. They had, like, it was an assault. So it's like when you post it on your own page and the police are going to see, like, hey, that's the guy.
Yeah. Yeah, and let me ask you, where did this story come from?
This was Freeland, Pennsylvania.
Freeland, Pennsylvania.
I don't know where that is.
Okay. All right. Anybody from Pennsylvania? No? Just, okay, Hong Kong? Okay. Any crazy shit like that go in Hong Kong?
Well, in Hong Kong, there was a story when there were stories of people throwing acid out of the building, burning people below.
Oh, yeah. So murder. Okay. That's interesting. All right. I'll stick with Pennsylvania. They seem nicer, even though they seem dumber. Well, Kate, thank you very much. You got anything else for us? Those are two pretty good ones right there. I have to go. I think the first one was pretty phenomenal with the stick shift. That's kind of my favorite. But the other one I can see from a guy's view, you know, a little bit. Well, thank you so much for calling it, and good luck at the, is it the Funny Bone?
Yes, the Omaha Funny Bone.
The Laugh Clam.
Me up on my Twitter.
The Snicker Shack.
Yes, the Snicker Shack. I'll be here all weekend.
I just get a sense that they're going to throw quarters at your feet and be like, dance, baby, dance, you know?
That's great. That's great. I'm happy with quarters. You know, quarters are good.
Well, they make you dance.
Feed those meters when I get back home. Parking meters.
Kate, we miss you, and we hope to have you back next week in studio.
Miss you guys, too. Thanks for having me. Hey, good work on the monologue. That was really funny.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
My dad tells me that too.
All right, I'll see you guys soon.
Have a good one. All right, that's Kate Quigley, everybody. Kate Quigley. She's going to be playing at the, the Omaha Laugh Hackery Zone or something like that. I don't know, the Comedy Bone or something like that in Omaha. Do we have any other callers right now, Mindy? No, nothing. All right, well, actually, that's kind of a good thing since we're running a little bit late tonight. Are you guys ready to go again?
We're ready.
All right.
Omaha.
Is that the name of the... Oh, is that the name of the song?
Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Omaha. Hurry.
Not to mention, we got a... What's his face? Warren Buffett's from Omaha. Omaha is like all over the place.
Omaha's blowing up.
Dude.
It's going viral.
It is going viral. It's going viral because there's a lot of meningitis in that area, but that's a different story. Viral meningitis. Guys, this next song, I know what you guys are going to put. What's this next one called?
Is it Fuck You?
That's my sound check. This is your sound check. All right, this is called Fuck You. Is it The Vibes or just Vibes?
Just Vibes.
Okay, this is Fuck You from Vibes. You can catch them at The Vibes Music and Facebook.com, Facebook.com/Vibes.
LA Vibes.
Yeah. Here is Fuck You.
1, 2, 3, 4. Woo! This is a song that sounds like it's written in the 1980s. So gotta come up with the first verse. Fuck it, I'm too late. Yeah.
Song of the Year, Album of the Year. That's Fuck You by Vibes, an LA-based band. Guys, that was great. It was good stuff.
Thank you.
Now, I think we've got August, LA Times music critic and writer August Brown will be hopefully joining us here. He's actually downstairs right now, but I'm a little tied up, so hopefully he can get up here. If not, I'm going to send one of you guys down there to go get him. Yeah, actually, yeah, okay, great. Awesome. Trevor's volunteering to come go grab him. Yeah, Trevor.
Yeah.
There we go.
Good job, bro.
Excellent. So Trevor's going down there to get August. Now, I just want to make sure I don't think we have any callers coming in right now. So that'll actually give me a chance, if you guys don't mind chiming in here, let me know a little bit about, like, how you guys formed. I know you guys are a pretty newly formed band. Is that right?
Yeah. It's been like, me and Trevor met back in like July or August. Mm-hmm. We've been jamming for a while. And then we met Mikkel and Taylor. We met him before, but we only been jamming for like a month and a half or two together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both songwriters. We're all songwriters. So it's a very interesting thing that doesn't happen usually.
Now, did you guys, you guys just kind of started jamming together, right? And how did you guys meet? Just Craigslist? Like, how do bands meet these days? Is it just like, okay, you see somebody playing, and it's like, hey, I like your sound. Like, how does that work?
Well, because we're all songwriters, like Ryan said, and so we go out to open mics a lot.
Yeah.
And that's how we met in open mic. I think I performed at this place called Pig and Whistle at one time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then Ryan and Trevor came up.
I can't whistle.
Me either.
I wish I could, but.
Wow. And you guys have been going strong. Do you guys have shows coming up soon? People can come check
you
out.
Yeah, we're actually playing fucking Super Bowl Sunday after the game at Brewdog Pub Beverly Hills.
Nice. Okay. Excellent. Awesome.
That's where I want to be.
That's where you want to be. That's where you want to be. Weezer called. You know, it's funny. Actually, by the way, I saw you guys at Trip the other day, and Weezer actually popped in there like a few weeks ago, I guess, and did like a set with like this Japanese like video camera crew. They were following him the whole time, and yeah, it was a kind of weird deal, you know?
Yeah, George was showing us the article, like, he's a character, huh, George?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, August, yes, perfect.
Woo!
Thank God, these guys were boring the hell out of me. No, I'm kidding, I'm joking, you guys are awesome.
Likewise.
Oh, come on now.
I had to.
You and your smart ass, right? August Brown, LA Times music critic. Writer, just an all-around good guy, August Brown. Now, there was a card that needed to be, I'm sorry, I don't.
Yeah, so you needed a key or something or code.
I have people who do that thing, you know, for me. So let me just see here. We've got a couple moving parts. I'm by myself tonight. So now, Mindy, do you have any callers coming in? No? All right. Oh, you do. Okay. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually do this. We're going to take the call. We're going to do our game first. And then August, if you don't mind, about 10 minutes from now, 5 minutes from now, right as we close the show, we're going to do a quick Grammy interview for you to kind of prep our audience for the Grammys.
I've been so looking forward to it. This is a very idiosyncratic year. Glad to discuss.
I can't wait. I want to get your take on Kanye and his motorcycle humping video. That's really the only reason why I asked you.
Oh,
I wanted to find
it's
out.
Glorious is the cinematic achievement of the time. I don't know what else there really is to add.
What else? Is there anything else he doesn't do? I mean, come on. This guy does it all, you know?
No, he's when he says he's a genius, he's entirely accurate in just stating empirical facts.
Well, let's see here. Do we have we've got Jake the Snake Cranny calling in? And I think we got a couple people. Let's pipe them all through because I think they're calling in for a game. Jake the Snake Cranny, you there?
I'm here.
You're here. Jake the Snake's here. Okay. Do we have any other people? We got Fox.
Oh.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. So Jake the Snake Cranny, for our listening audience, is a regular member here in Sarcastic. He's part of the Crack Squad. And Jake, just
well, I'm via satellite.
You are. Where are you calling from right now, Snake?
I'm calling from the YouTube Space LA for the Grammy event I'm at.
I mean, we are going so Hollywood tonight, guys. We've got it's all music here. It's all music. And you guys, I don't know if you heard my rendition of Cat Stevens' Wild World, but that was pretty, that's going to go viral, along with my meningitis. Jake the Stainer. Do we have any other? We got Fox.
All right. I did the two. Hey. There's two callers, but they can't hear each other, remember?
Oh, okay. All right. Who do
you
we
asked
have?
Asked for it.
Who do we have on the other line?
Erica.
Erica Ashcroft. Excellent. I don't know your last name. I just made that up. Erica, this is crazy. So guys, we have we've got people in the studio. We've got August. He was waiting down the bottom floor. We got two people on the line who can't hear each other. I think things are about to blow up here in the studio in the rat cage. Erica, I want to get to you real quick though. You called in. I know you're a big music fan. Do you have a question to ask August about the Grammys?
Yes, I think that it is insulting that Justin Timberlake is even nominated, and Led Zeppelin should not even be nominated because they haven't had a hit record in 30 years. But I, on the good side, I think Imagine Dragons should win, and I also think Sarah Bareilles should win.
August, let's get your thoughts.
Those are my opinions.
I will agree with you on the Led Zeppelin front. That is was a very curious and exceedingly Grammy-ish choice of nomination. On the rest of that, I haven't heard such precise opposite opinions of mine expressed before. I thought Timberlake, he had the best-selling album of 2013 and probably deserved a few more nominations than he got. And Imagine Dragons, explain them to me. I've tried to like them, and I haven't gotten over the hump. Explain Imagine Dragons to me.
Well, all right, so for a first-time band, they have been touring excessively for the last 2 years. I've seen them a couple of times, and they've actually put out a really, really amazing show. They've had 4 hit songs from one album, which is better than half of the other bands that are nominated. And I mean, like Lorde, she has 2 songs, but her both songs sound exactly the same. So I think that she's like a 2-hit wonder, done and gone.
I will agree with you that 19-year-old girl shouldn't be nominated for anything just simply for the fact that she's 19. And I think we all feel
16.
16?
16.
I think she's actually
she's
17 now.
What is she, like Avril Lavigne too? Like this is like Avril Lavigne, yeah, like reincarnated?
Yes, she is.
August, did that change your mind on Imagine Dragons right there?
I mean, you can't argue with hits, and they've got some hits. They're not my hits, but they are hits.
They are hits, and they're 4 hits from the same album.
Well, I look forward to their performance with Kendrick Lamar on the telecast. That should be one for the ages.
Yeah, they're actually playing tomorrow night again.
Sarcastic News Live right there. So, Erica...
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge Kendrick Lamar fan. Don't get that wrong. That's just a very curious pairing.
No, and I'm a big Lamar Odom fan, too. Erica, thank you very much for calling in. I wish we could just keep the debate going. I like a good debate, but unfortunately we don't have the time here. But thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely. Good night.
Erica, thank you so much. Now, Jake the Snake Crane, could you hear Erica at all?
Yeah, I could hear every word she said.
Oh, okay. All right. So let me just get your reaction. You're at the YouTube space. I know it's a big Grammy party you're at. Red carpet. Everyone who is anyone. Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes, Oprah is there.
Tom Cruise just jumped off the roof.
what's going on? Let me just get your opinion real quick. Jake, what do you think about the Imagine Dragons? I just want to create a big debate. We all agree that Led Zeppelin, why the hell are they, you know, nominated? But what do you think about Imagine Dragons?
Guys.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I think you can't argue with having 4, possibly even 5 huge hits on one album. I think they have a very like mass appeal sort of sound.
Yeah,
they just had a ridiculous like meteoric rise where they were completely unknown, and then a couple months later they were like headlining arenas. I'm not quite sure how that happened, but
how does that happen?
Yeah, you got to give it to them.
How does that happen?
They broke through on K-Rock. That's kind of a key thing there. They just people needed a new rock band to
K-Rock
get juiced on, and Imagine Dragons was them.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, well, sort of like a is the new rock band for now, I guess.
And keeping the Vegas Mormon mainstream rock trend alive from the mid-aughts of the Killers.
Now, Jake, we're going to have to, we can't do our game tonight, our very popular game, Wait, we don't have any idea what's going on. Instead, that's actually the whole show tonight. But, Jake, thank you very much. Unfortunately, any last words you want to leave us? Anything crazy going on at the YouTube space?
The last words that I would like to leave you with are that, the phone number that you left to dial to all of our, Facebook legions of fans
is wrong.
It's actually the number for 1-800-DENTIST.
I've done that before. I've gotten that feedback.
Yeah.
Well.
Anyway, I have new veneers put on tomorrow, and I will see you guys next week.
Guys, I just host this show, okay? I don't produce this stuff. I mean, that's what happens when you don't show up, Jake. All right, Jake Craney, everybody. Thanks for recognizing that, you know, on air. I appreciate it. I'm wearing a coat, and I'm sweating profusely under this thing. Primordial life is growing underneath this shirt. All right, Jake the Snake Craney. Before we get going, guys, I just want to ask you, August, just a few more questions about the Grammys, and then I want you guys to play us out, if you don't mind. Let's see. First of all, I wrote down a few things. Who the hell is going to win? Who's going to be the biggest winner of the Grammys?
I regret in some ways to say I think it's going to be Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. I think they're going to get at least one, probably two of the big four.
Okay.
That's kind of what I've been hearing. Yeah. No, it's a funny battle between them and everyone else.
This is rapid fire. What surprises you more, the musicians who win or get nominated or the Grammy performances themselves?
Both have their own special Neapolitan ice cream flavor of inscrutability, but, more so the pairings, like Robin Thicke in Chicago, Metallica and Long Long.
Yeah.
Who is
Long Long?
He's a Chinese classical pianist and sort of a pop classical star, and they will both be doing some serious shredding together on the Grammy stage.
Fuck.
Yeah, the Grammy's capacity for, unusual pairings is seemingly limitless. Makes for good TV, if nothing else.
Okay. Who throws the coolest Grammy party?
Clive Davis, Arista Records head. Usually that's like the big one. That's the what Vanity Fair is to the Oscars, he is to the Grammys. And I'm people like me who are short and ugly and strange don't get into that. So
how tall are you?
About four foot eight.
You're short. No. You're not, Jay. How tall are you? You don't have to say on air. It's
5'10" in nice shoes.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. You're real short. Yeah. I'm 5'7.5". So, this is kind of a future question. What band or bands do you expect to see in the 2015 Grammys?
Oh man, that's some future of space telescope
right.
in there.
Right,
2014 ones are Sunday. Let's wait until those are before we start prognosticating, because I don't know.
Come on, August. best Grammy performance of all time is?
Yeah, all time? That's a good question. Recently, I was just thinking the pink one where she was doing the ribbon fountain Jesus thing. That was pretty cool. I can't imagine how a human sings while suspended by their ankles naked in Staples Center. I mean, I haven't done that since my night job.
So last night, as someone who covers music all the time, what do you look for when you watch the most well-known musical awards ceremony there is? Like, what surprises you? What do you look for? What interests you?
I think it's fun just watching the establishment make their decisions, which is so divorced from what pop fans are into and what sort of the critical apparatus is into.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it intersects, but I think it's to watch the show and watch and to see like how this particular weird music industry insider vein of thinking is, because it's such a distinct thing that's so unrepresentative of an audience.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny just to watch like the hive mind of music professionals deciding what is there, and it's not what history will note, it's not what fans will note,
right.
But it's what this particular stripe of recording engineer professional will deem as the relevant record of the year.
This is the biggest question. Are you strong enough to be my man?
I can Actually, I was doing some 12-ounce curls here earlier. So, probably, yeah, I think so.
How much do you bench?
Well, depends on the size of the guy, I guess.
And finally, how are the Grammys different from other award shows such as the Oscars or the Golden Globes? In other words, how are musicians' award shows different from acting award shows? What makes this so interesting and unique, besides what John Mayer is wearing?
Well, that's always a delight. Well, the dress code is actually kind of a fun thing. It's you have to ostensibly wear a suit, but that suit can be like gold lamé and glitter. heard a story on a guy, Al Walzer, last year, who was a Liechtensteinian DJ who was got an outsider nomination for dance recording, and he came in an actual spacesuit, like a full astronaut garb.
Wow.
So dress code is fun. The capacity for being a total hot mess is much greater than it is at the Oscars or the Golden Globes.
Okay.
People generally show up at the Grammys really drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
that always helps.
Yeah.
It's just the capacity for spontaneity and strangeness and mistakes is much greater.
Yeah.
As a connoisseur of watching celebrities fail on national television, I really appreciate that.
Lastly, where are you going to be?
I will be in the nosebleed section of the back of Staples with the the unwashed masses, but I will be there.
You're LA Times, though. They don't give you.
They get you in the building, right near where the like McDonald's freight entry is in the back. But I will be there.
August Brown, LA Times music critic. Thank you so much for joining us to play us out. And guys, we do have to keep it tight. We got another show coming up. So just a quick 2 minutes to play us out. You guys have been listening to Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. Next week we should have some more of the crew back. Jake the Snake Craney, Kate Quigley should be back here for listening tonight. Thank you so much. Sarcastic News Live. Catch us at sarcasticnewslive.com. We're almost around 8,000 Twitter followers on Twitter. So follow us on Twitter at SarcasticNews1. Thank you so much, Mindy. I know we sprung the big band on you tonight. Thank you so much for handling that. You guys have been listening to Sarcastic News Live. To play us out one more time here, these guys in a local LA band. Vibes, everybody.
Woo! Thank you, Mindy. Let's go, guys.
Yep.
Very nice. Very nice.